and welcome to Gossip Columns. What is Gossip Columns, I hear you cry? Well, first up, it's in association with Loserpool. I shouldn't forget that. And basically, all it is me, 10 minutes of your time, and all we're going to do is digest the back page headlines as we see who is going to be moving where over the course of January. So, let's not muck about. Let's get straight into it. Chelsea, they've made an offer in excess of £45 million to sign Borussia Dortmund midfielder Christian Pulisic, a bid that, if it was completed, the move would happen next summer. But, there was always a but, the German team are going to be waiting for any other offers because I think they feel they can get more from the sale of Pulisic, maybe in around 60, 70 million. Not only that, from a Chelsea point of view, is this the earmarked replacement for Eden Hazard? That's something, obviously, it's like the domino effect. If Hazard goes to Madrid, Chelsea are going to need their replacement. So, I can't see the business happening in the next sort of couple of weeks. It's definitely earmarked for the future, but it's a case of, is this Hazard plus Pulisic at Chelsea, or is it Hazard or Pulisic? That we will have to wait and see. Next up, Newcastle. They're looking desperately for a striker, and they are looking for Kamal Roof. The Roof could be on fire in the Premier League if, and this is a big if Newcastle are given the funds in January. Something that never really seems to materialise. Not only that, but we always hear tales of the fact that the club's going to be up for sale in January. Something that also never really materialises. It gives the fans a glimmer of hope, but I think they've been there too many times before, haven't they? So, not only that, I think Leeds are going to be loath to want to sell Kamal Roof, especially as they're top of the Championship, bidding for promotion. So, I think you could take this one with a pinch of salt on two factors. The first one, obviously, Newcastle, Benitez not actually being given the funds. The second one, Kamal Roof not wanting to be sold by Leeds. So, we'll see. Man United up next. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has urged Spain goalkeeper David De Gea to sign a new contract. Something that obviously he wasn't willing to do in the past. Whether that is a change of mindset now that Mourinho's gone, well, you don't know really. I think another thing that could play into that is obviously you don't know who the new manager is. It might be someone where De Gea's thinking, oh, I wouldn't want to work with him. I'm not saying he's going to sort of throw the baby out of the bathwater or anything like that. But, you know, still, there's obviously an element of hesitance there. So again, that's going to be an interesting development over the next few months. Chelsea, they've been told they must pay £30 million if they want to sign Mats Hummels from Bayern Munich. £30 million for a 30-year-old, it's not bad business. I mean, he's a good player. Whether that's something that Chelsea really need, that also can be argued. If it is, then that's definitely the end of Gary Cahill. I mean, he would be far down the pecking order. You'd also have to ask questions of Andreas Christensen as well. I mean, he's knocking on the door wanting first-team football. I know Barcelona have been linked with him on a couple of occasions now. So whether that would be sort of Christensen gone, Hummels in, I don't know. But again, it's not really Chelsea's priority. They need to be looking further up the pitch in terms of reinforcements in January. Juventus now. And Max Allegri has denied suggestions he wants to become the new Man United manager in the summer. I mean, it's always the stories, I mean, when he was linked with the Arsenal, it's always the case of, oh, Allegri's been learning English and he's breaking himself for a entry into the Premier League. I mean, it could still happen, there's no reason why it can't. But is he the man that United will be viewing as top of the shopping list? Depending on what direction you believe, it's either Zinedine Zidane after his success in Madrid, Pochettino with his excellent work at Tottenham. It could be Allegri, I mean, after rolling over the Italian opposition, it could be what? It's going to be 8th title in a row for Juventus, isn't it? So you then sort of get the feeling, has Allegri got itchy feet, so to speak, and think maybe this is the time to move on? I don't know. I mean, this is certainly a question that's not going to be answered until May, June. So it's going to be, this one's going to go in many directions. So again, pinch of salt, I think. Cardiff are leading the race to sign Liverpool right-back Nathaniel Clyne. Also, Fulham and Leicester are keen on the 27-year-old. I mean, that would be a good bit of business for whoever could sign him. Obviously, his minutes have been diminished at Anfield. I know he came on yesterday as a sub, but I think injuries have not curtailed his career, but they've obviously stunted him at the wrong time. And you just think maybe he's at that point where he needs to move on to get minutes, to get back in the England fold, etc., etc. So, whether it's Cardiff, I don't know. I mean, would he look at that and think, do I want to be playing for a team in a relegation battle, which then could be in the Championship next season? No disrespect to Cardiff or Fulham, of course, but maybe Leicester is the more attractive proposition there. If I was Nathaniel Clyne, it would be Leicester, but then at the same time, he might face competition for places at Leicester. So it's the age-old argument of, do you want football or just want the money? I don't know. I mean, if you want the money, you stay at Liverpool. So who knows? Lazio will look to lure David Zappacosta back to Italy from Chelsea. That hinges on whether Man United want to sell Darmian. So each club have got their own unwanted Italian fullback. I mean, Zappacosta's not really pulled up many trees in West London. You could say the same about Darmian in Manchester as well. So I don't know if it happens, it happens really. I mean, like I say, what one of them will go, but it's just, I guess, a shake of hands and wish you the best. The same that could be said for Fernando Llorente, because he supposedly agreed personal terms with Galatasaray. A move to Turkey could be in the offing, but if that is the case, that would leave Tottenham incredibly short in terms of attacking personnel. I mean, it's a difficult one, really. It's the age-old Harry Kane debate, or the conundrum, shall I say, on how you fill the gap in terms of replacement and rest. Whether that actually comes in the form of Heung-min Song these days is something that has, you know, at least lessened the attacking burden on Kane, shall I say. It's not quite the same as we've got this fantastic forward, we now need to put another forward in. It seems to be a lot more sort of a fluid front four if Kane doesn't play. So is Son the sort of de facto number two forward, perhaps? Maybe that's the sort of decision that, because of that, then Llorente is allowed to move. But it is a bit of a risk to go down that route, especially in the sort of the more important second half of the season. But then again, as always, who do Tottenham buy? I mean, people always say, oh, it'd be great to sign Callum Wilson or Jamie Vardy or something like that. But are they going to want to sort of sit on the bench playing number two? So I think Llorente will move, because I just think his time is done, not just at Tottenham, but as a Premier League forward. His time at Swansea was great. I mean, he sort of did a great job for them. He was a menace in the air, but that presence is far diminished now at Tottenham. So I think it is just going to be a case of moving on, really. Where else can we go? More gossip, please. Actually, that's about it, to be honest, because there are some other footballers which I've never heard of. So where else, actually? Javi Gracia. He's not surprised that Doucouré has been linked with moves away. Those moves have been sort of Chelsea, Tottenham. I think it'd be an interesting addition to a squad. I think Tottenham certainly need reinforcements in midfield. Whether that has been alleviated slightly with the rise from the ashes of Moussa Sissoko is that is debatable. I don't know if it becomes a top priority all of a sudden, but yeah, if Tottenham were to get someone, it would be a midfielder. But is it Doucouré who would fill that brief? Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't be, as a Tottenham fan myself, bowled over if we signed him. I think it'd be great if Tottenham signed anyone. But at the same time, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. So, what else have we got? That is about it, to be honest. And Arsenal have joined Tottenham for the race for English right-back Max Ahrens. But Tottenham, do we need a fourth right-back? You've got Trippier, Aurier, Walker-Peters. If you sign Ahrens, yes, I get he's 18, but Walker-Peters is young himself. He's going to be knocking on the door for more football. If we do sign Ahrens, that would definitely, I'd assume, mean the end of Aurier or Trippier, because you can't have both. You can't have four right-backs. It'd just be crazy. We seem to be collecting right-backs at the moment. So take that one with a pinch of salt also, but it's just that time of year, isn't it? And I think that's the end of the show. Not even 10 minutes. A very brief one, but maybe that's all it needs to be. About 8.5. So, not doing too bad. As always, don't forget to check out loserpool.com. You can win £1,000 if you enter their new prize pool. Great odds to win. Even better if you enter. So, I'll leave it there. I hope you've enjoyed the pilot debut. Yes, let's call it the pilot. The pilot debut of Gossip Columns. There'll be more in January. I don't know when, but there will be more. So until the next time, my name's Dan Tracy. This is The Real Football Cast in association with Loserpool. And until next time, goodbye.